You're listening to SBS News.
It's the TV and newspaper images of flames that have captured the world's attention. People across the globe are giving to help those who've lost everything. Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says he's overwhelmed by the generosity.
I think it's absolutely lovely. I think it's wonderful, and I think it reflects the best we've got in humanity.
Charities say the past couple of days have been incredible. The Red Cross's Poppy Brown says the organisation had $1 million in the kitty on New Year's Eve. Now it has 28.
When we've talked to people who are in the evacuation centres and who are really struggling, they're so amazed by the support from the community.
The Facebook fundraiser set up by Australian comedian Celeste Barber went global.
You guys, it's so much money.
Yesterday, it hit $20 million. Today, it's over $34 million. Wildlife carers are also overjoyed. Anna Felton from the New South Wales-based Wires says her organisation is receiving around 30,000 emails a day.
It's unfathomable, really. I mean, we raised about 200,000 the last time we had fires and we're already over $3 million. Wow.
Donations have been fuelled by celebrities, such as Australian actor Margot Robbie, who posted this online before her Golden Globe appearance.
For whatever you would have spent on your next cup of coffee, even a dollar would help. It's so needed right now. Please, please, if you haven't already donated, please do.
Cricket star Shane Warne is auctioning his baggy green cap that he wore throughout his Test career. On Twitter, he said, "I hope my baggy green can raise some significant funds to help all of the people that are in desperate need." Big business has also joined the appeal. One of today's largest donations came from mining giant BHP, the chief executive telling staff the company would donate $2 million to the Red Cross. BHP joins fellow miner Rio Tinto and the Commonwealth Bank, who have both contributed $1 million. The job now is to figure out how to spend it all. Back to New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons.
That's going to be a challenge, and I know that might sound funny, but it's a nice challenge to have.
But amongst the generosity, there have also been scams, with police warning of fraudulent online funding pages. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is urging people to only donate to registered organisations. Lucy Murray, SBS News.